This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition, and you, of course, can bring up anything that you want by dialing in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
Let's go to the phones to start things out tonight. Also on the way, Mark, we'll be talking about nursing a baby in public, in a concert. Apparently, this was a no-no. One woman was ejected. Is that right?
That's correct.
We'll get the detail on that. Of course, you can dial in and bring up anything at 855-450-FREE. Rick in Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Hey, actually, this is the first time on. I just happened on your website here from one of my other connections. But I was listening to something you guys were talking earlier about the immigration laws and stuff like that. And I just wanted to bring up a few things about, you know, you guys know the art of war, divide and conquer and stuff. A lot of people don't realize that a lot of these immigrants, Mexicans, and that they're bringing across from the border, which I'm actually in Rocky Point, Mexico right now as we speak. I'm a photographer in Hollywood for the music business. I go back and forth. But a lot, they're actually, what they're doing, which a lot of people don't realize, is they're actually filling up California as much as they can with as much Hispanics as they can, because there's another war going on right now that a lot of people don't realize. If you look at all the people who are they're trying to make all the Mexicans and all the immigrants and all the Chicanos and stuff in L.A. and California feel that that California is actually Mexico. So what you're looking at is another way of...
do you have any evidence for your claims?
Right. Who is they? Who are they that are bringing the Mexicans in?
Okay, now... Here's the thing. Everything needs to be researched, and what I say is not I've got all my notes down. I should have written this down. Okay, so what's happening?
Okay, just to clarify, what percentage of – how do you know what you're claiming? What is your source? And then what is the breakdown of people who are coming into the United States who are doing it for the reasons you're suggesting?
Well, see, here's the thing. Mexico was made as a docile country. The United States has been using them. We're nonviolent. We're no threat to them. So as far as there's just plenty of us coming over there, and they're coming over there for the jobs, of course. You know, jobs that people don't do. I've listened to your other show, how people were saying these, you know, they're taking other people's jobs, and then, you know, how you guys are talking about the people they put up there, and they don't do jobs. Yet they're doing jobs that nobody else wants to do. You have to understand that they're thousands.
Tell you what, Rick, we're getting a real bad time there on your phone. Maybe we'll put you on hold and see if you can. I don't know if he's on a cell phone or a payphone somewhere.
It's not coming through very well.
But he hasn't answered the question yet. Where is the information coming from that there's this? It sounds like a conspiracy theory. This sounds like an immigration conspiracy theory. At this point, that's what I am going to consider this, that there's some sort of overarching plot to have people from Mexico come into Canada because that's Mexico. And I think he was going to get to the point that they're going to somehow take over
Mexico and
secede.
California, not Canada. I think that there are some people that are of, you know, sort of mestizo heritage that believe for whatever reason that California is... you know, is theirs because of some sort of, bloodline thing. I would disagree with those people, but do they really want to turn California back into Mexico? I suspect most of them left Mexico because Mexico kind of stinks. I don't think they want to give California to Mexico as much as they may want a certain level of political autonomy. I would like to point out that I'm reading here from Breitbart.com, California pro-business Latino Democrats, these are the things the Republicans are all scared of, Latinos being Democrats and coming here, stopped the minimum wage hike in California. So
let's bring Rick back here. Bordoff says his phone line's cleared up a little bit.
Yeah.
So, Rick, do you have a citation for your conspiracy theory?
Okay, well, here's the thing. Just like people who use the word anarchy, which is a peaceful thing, I totally believe in conspiracy, but don't use a theory thing on there. I'm not one of the theory people. I do believe in conspiracies. When you put theory behind it, it makes it look like people are crazy. Yeah, I do a lot of
It's a theory until you can prove it, right? I mean, if it's unproven, then it's a theory.
Yes.
So where's your proof?
I understand your point. I get your point, and I agree with you. There are conspiracies that I believe in, too.
So, well, if a lot of the research I've been looking online there is a movement out there. Now, it's not a big movement, okay? And I'm not saying this is the only reason for them bringing Mexicans over there.
All these Mexicans, hold on, wait a second. It's the terminology that bothers me so much here. Right. These Mexicans generally are coming of their own volition. The only people that are bringing them are coyotes who they have been paid to bring them. And most of those coyotes are probably pretty awful people.
When you say they're bringing them, that there's this them out there, it makes it sound like there's some sort of puppet masters that are moving people around.
Okay. So actually, they're coming over. Realistically, as one of the people was talking about how they should put people more towards the front of the border. I cross all the time, like twice a month, and there's tens of thousands of those U.S. border things. Mm-hmm. Instead of putting the border, having them out miles and miles, that guy was right. They should have them closer to the border.
So just to bring our listeners up to speed, and Mark as well, what Rick is referring to is last night on Free Talk Live, we had discussed apparently the politician known as Rick Perry in Texas. He has been talking about increasing border security and, pandering to people on that issue recently. And that's what Rick is saying here on the show. He's claiming that he believed that Rick Perry was correct about that, that more force is needed, that more soldiers. Is that right? No?
Well, I mean, it's not that he's correct, but in reality, I see there's enough that they don't have to wait for them to get all the way where they're at. We built all
Who's
these
getting
fences.
What? Where?
They wait for them?
Using they a lot, and I'm not really sure if you mean the border guards,
right, the
immigrants.
The immigration doesn't have to wait for them to get into the states. Literally, like checkpoints and stuff like that, they can set up and have
You're saying you don't like
hours.
Internal checkpoints, but you want checkpoints on the border.
From what he was saying, I don't completely agree with the guy, but they can't stop him at the border. But realistically, they're allowing them over. Have the technology to stop them.
Do we now?
See, this is really the problem, though, is look, I wouldn't doubt it at all. But here's the question is, so border security, obviously the black market is always going to crush government intervention. It always does every single time. But let's look at this.
Drug imports, people, it's a big deal now.
When you put border guards in the way, you just increase the price of crossing the border. Because let me ask you this. If you were a border guard and you could get away with it, would you let somebody across for $10,000?
Well, there's corruption everywhere.
There's going to be. The more border guards you have, the more opportunity for corruption.
But it's already there. So,
okay.
Well,
yeah.
Okay. That could be a here or there. It's just just a thought. Yeah, I was just.
Okay, so you still haven't really answered the question. You have sort of narrowed down and admitted that this movement of immigrants coming to California because they believe it's part of Mexico, this theory that you're talking about, you said it's a small group. You admit it's a small group.
What percentage do you think of the movers? The group is from here. The thing is it's not that these people
are coming. Okay, this is definitely a conspiracy theory.
It could be employers.
No, it's not. Okay, well, here's the thing. It's not that they're coming here for that reason, but when they are here, like any other sheep movement or any other people can be swayed to join.
Did you call these people sheep?
No.
You understand that the people that are coming here, thank you, Rick, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. You understand that the people who are coming here are different people. Many of them may be very, very, unique and individualistic and not sheepish at all, sheep-like. I mean, sheep term is something that's used to describe unthinking masses, brainwashed individuals.
It seems like the folks that are coming here are people that are willingly put up with a great deal of crap.
Yeah, if anything,
get here.
Right, if anything, these are out-of-the-box thinkers. These are people who've thought at least out of the box so far enough to get out of their box where they were born. The Mexico or Guatemala.
Wouldn't the sheep do what the shepherd says and fill out the paperwork and do this thing or stay where they're supposed
to
stay?
Great point.
Stay in the pen, sheep. Sheep stay in pens.
Yep, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You are certainly welcome to comment on immigration. I understand it's certainly a hot issue today. Of course, it's election season. It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
What's that spell?
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
The This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. We're here live on this Saturday evening. We'll take your calls about anything. That's 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And want to invite you to passportsforbitcoin.com. There are a lot of reasons why someone like you might want a second passport or to even go so far as renouncing citizenship. Last year was an all-time record for people renouncing U.S. citizenship, but it's done all over the world, whether it's governmental intrusion on your privacy, protest against foreign policy to protect your wealth, avoid pointless regulations, onerous taxation, or as a refuge. You might want to get a second passport or change your citizenship. Check out the St. Kitts program at passportsforbitcoin.com, and they clearly take Bitcoin, which is yet another way that Bitcoins can offer you more freedom. Passportsforbitcoin.com. Coming up, since we're on the immigration subject, it actually happened to be the number one story on our website at freetalklive.com. Thanks to your votes, you can go there and vote and submit content and, you know, vote on other people's content at freetalklive.com. But the top story there is about immigration and about how difficult it actually can be for people to try to immigrate here, especially low-skill workers who are likely to end up on a farm somewhere. We'll give you the details on that. Dana's on the line first, though, in Grand Rapids, listening to WTKG. Hi, Dana.
Hi.
Dana?
Hey, you're on there. Can you hear me? Hello? Can
gotcha. Go me? Ahead.
Okay.
Sure do.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't say this every time I call, but I have said this to you guys once in a while. Just so you know, I'm not calling to beat you both up. I agree with a lot of what you say. A lot of your stuff, it isn't about being intellectuals. It's just common sense stuff. But some of the stuff you guys do really irritate me, and you purport to be these people of liberty and freedom. I get so irritated, and I realize you were coming to a hard break. You've done this to several of your callers who make good points that you don't agree with. You cut them off. As soon as that man said the word sheep, you cut, yeah.
That's
and then
ridiculous.
That,
Dana,
that's what, don't tell me that's
Dana,
ridiculous.
That guy was on for an entire segment. Just so you know,
yes,
that's hardly cutting
someone off.
Yes,
but when he said sheep, that's when you cut him off, and then you make condescending comments afterwards. If you want to debate him about the words he uses or any caller,
no, I was done debating him at that point. I'd have my conversation with him at that point, Dana. Was there something you wanted to talk about?
Yes, he's right.
Okay.
You need
about
to do
what?
Some research before
which
you
Mexican
guys,
people are sheep?
You will you stop interrupting me?
I'm asking you.
What
is he right about?
A lot. Check out Teresa McDonald's work. She's worked heavily with this. She's not.
I don't
the
have
only
time to do
one.
Research. I'm asking you, Dana. What is it he is right about?
Okay,
he said a lot of different things.
I am telling you, but you're going to ask me how do I know this because you asked him the same question, whether it was his opinion or what it
is. Okay,
his,
so what you're saying is, just to be, I'm not asking you to cite your source, Dana. I'm asking you to tell me about what it is he's right about. So are you saying that the theory that he has that people are coming from Mexico to take over California and consider it Mexico?
No, not that part.
They're
trying to... Well, let me finish. I don't know that they're trying to give it back to Mexico, but yes, they're trying to flood. And it isn't just Mexico. It's Texas and Arizona. They believe that that was part of Mexico, and they don't care what the wars were. They don't care what the territories are, who won the wars in the past. There's another problem.
And why should they care about that?
You guys are... What do you mean, why should they care? Which way are you saying that?
Oh, well, why should they care who won wars?
Because we won. That's not their property anymore. The United States won.
If somebody comes here and buys a house, I think that that then becomes their property. This sounds very much like those people over there should stay on that line and not come over here where crap is better. And I'd like to point out that New Mexico's constitution is written in two different languages. The Western United States.
Not illegally. Nobody is debating legal immigration. No,
yes.
I don't think anybody has a
I'll
problem
debate
with that.
That.
But
now
oh, I have a huge problem with that.
I'm going to tell you guys something. On January 29th of 2014, the federal government advertised, it was under, it's on the website, Federal Business Opportunities for different types of businesses, helping with the purported this influx that they were expecting. Now, how did our federal government know that tens of thousands, and by the way, they're telling you 50,000, some are saying 60, it's a quarter of a million that have flooded over just since October. How back on January 29th did our federal government know and offer...
Know what? That a bunch of young people were going to be coming here...
Yeah,
sounds like a conspiracy theory to me.
That's on January 29th. And I want to know how many of these have you guys taken in? You know, it's real easy to sit up there and live and move to the Northeast where you're removed from all of this. But all of these
There's plenty of Hispanic people in Boston, by the way, just so you know.
Yeah,
you're in Boston?
No, I'm not.
Guys were in New- All right, then why are you talking and referencing Boston?
Well, you said the Northeast. Boston isn't that far away from Keene, New Hampshire.
Okay, well, I'm not talking
just
about
saying.
That. I said specifically where you guys live.
Okay.
You went up there so you can be free, but you don't worry about all the rest of us that have to deal with this.
Why
stuff.
Should I be worried about dealing with what? I want people from other countries to come to New Hampshire.
You
I want people from all over the world here.
You said we should take people in.
I want them to come legally, you guys. Legally.
I want them to come. Look, I don't want them to come legally and then suck off of the welfare programs. I want the welfare programs cut.
Oh.
Well, I want the welfare programs cut.
Was Mark?
Yes, that's me. And then the free people should be able to cross borders of free countries. Otherwise, you don't have free people or free countries.
Okay. Then I agree with you on that. I agree. Because I want to tell you guys something. I worked on the inside. So this is where I'm getting some of my information besides quoting Teresa McDonald. DHS. After Obama became president, DHS, now you explain this to me. This is why I get mad with you guys when you're talking about open borders. DHS was passing pamphlets out to these illegal aliens.
I love how you yell illegal as though it's like, that makes it more important
because
it's illegal. Look, why should I have, why should I want anyone to jump through a bunch of bureaucratic hoops?
I'm not yelling, I'm stressing. They were passing out pamphlets to illegals on how to get benefits. Now,
hey,
you
Dana, I bet you're an illegal, too. I bet you're an illegal.
How do they get government benefits?
Am I right? Am I right, Dana? I don't support government benefits at all. I don't really care about that. I bet you're an illegal, though, aren't you?
That's what people are so mad about.
Aren't you?
Because they're
just admit it.
All these benefits.
Just admit it. You yourself are an illegal. Isn't it true? Isn't it true, Dana? Come on. You've sped before, haven't you? Haven't you sped?
I asked you a question. What is your name?
I'm Ian, and that's Mark over there, and this is Free Talk Live. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You're all illegals.
I think it's important to point out that we are not for government programs that draw people in here that don't want to work.
I'd also like to point out I am proud to be an illegal. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. And you can bring up anything you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or connect with us on Skype, which, of course, if you've got a semi-decent microphone, it's going to make you sound better than you would sound on the phone. And if you are international, as our next caller will be, you call us for free. Because sometimes, you know, the toll-free number doesn't work if you are in, say, Cameroon, Africa, which is where we'll be going next. You don't have to talk about immigration. That happens to be the topic on the table at the moment. A lot of people get really upset when someone advocates that people should be free to cross borders. You know, as long as they're not harming anybody, as long as they're not an imminent threat to other human beings, then, you know, as long as they've got a place to go, a place to stay, and they've got something they're willing to do for another person, and, you know, get some work, they should be here, as far as I'm concerned. Hopefully they're peaceful. That's the idea. But I'm not willing to have a police state. I'm not willing to have a group of cops out there demanding to know my identification, where I'm going, where I'm coming from, demanding to know where I was born. I don't want to have to give that information. That does not make me feel more free. And that's the world that the people who want to control immigration will end up creating if they get their way.
Right. It's the natural result of, you know, immigration crackdowns is, all papers, please.
If that's where you want to live, and that's the country you want to live in, I don't want to be in the same place as you.
So, Studies show that 1 in 5 students use the cognitive enhancer modafinil, or from modup.net, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so that you can get things done. Businessmen around the world continue to talk about how modafinil from modup.net is making the difference in their work, giving them that critical edge that they need. They make it affordable for everyone to take advantage of the benefits of modafinil by being 80 to 85% lower than the brand name. But don't mistake low prices for inferior quality. They ensure that purity and potency is consistent to that of the branded version. Remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio program, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know of your local prescription requirements and whether the laws apply and whatever. ModUp.net is a supporter of the Bitcoin community, and you can order from ModUp.net with Bitcoin and get a 33% discount. And to make the deal even sweeter, use code FTL and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. So use coupon code FTL. Check, look into it for yourself, but we're sure that you'll find that ModUp.net offers world-class service at a great price. It's ModUp.net. Coupon code FTL to get those 10 free tablets.
I think you misspoke there. I don't think it's 1 in 5 students is using modafinil from modup.net.
No, not from them. Right?
They're using modafinil, and I think modup is one of the worldwide providers of modafinil, and they're looking to get your business if you are somebody who's interested in that sort of thing. So, yeah, check them out. Let's continue here and go way overseas to Cameroon. At least that's where I presume he is. He is Akko. Hello, Akko. Are you with us?
Yeah, hello, Ian.
Hello, you're on with Ian and Mark on Free Talk Live. What time is it in Cameroon? It's past midnight, correct?
It is 36 minutes past midnight.
Well, welcome to Free Talk Live. I found out about you and what you're doing down there in Cameroon through Michael Dean on the Freedom Fiends, another great talk radio program on LRN.FM. And it turns out you're one of our satellite radio listeners, which is really awesome. And you've told me off the air that there are a number of people in Cameroon, your friends and others, who have these free-to-air satellite receivers, and they're listening to LRN.FM and Free Talk Live and other great liberty-oriented shows. How did you come across us?
Yeah, it was like 10 months ago I installed my very little satellite receiver, and I just started receiving your signal on the radio side of my decoder, and that was all.
And you started listening. Go ahead.
At the beginning, it was difficult for me to really get what you were saying because, Liberty Radio Network is not like the mainstream media where you hear things that are out there for the society to consume. Mm-hmm. But Liberty Radio Network is a kind of broadcaster which seeks to bring out the truth, the really inner truth of what is happening across not only the United States but the whole world.
Yeah, I love it that you're out there tuning in all the way halfway across the world in Cameroon. I, of course, had to consult a map to know exactly where it was.
Yes, yeah.
It's in the middle of... Go ahead.
For the moment, I've introduced more than 50 of my friends to Liberty Radio Network, and I think that we are going to form a community here based on this particular radio, because the information that you are giving here is not only changing people's life, it is also impacting their life and their thoughts and many ideas that they have about liberty.
I love this. I was listening to your interview that Michael Dean did over on Freedom Fiends, and he was talking, or you were talking about how it's very common for people in Cameroon to think of Americans in a certain way, and that LRN has changed that. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, when they talk about the United States, we used to think that it's the role model for democracy, for fight for justice, freedom of all kind. But we didn't know that there were also stories behind it, like what we are getting now from the Liberty Radio Network.
Yeah, so, like, for instance, you had heard that the United States was this bastion of freedom, but then here we are talking about the police state and how, the police are oppressing people here. I'm sure it's not quite as bad here as it might be in Cameroon. What is life like in Cameroon? I mean, it's easy to go and look at the CIA World Factbook.
But... It's complete hell.
Oh, my God.
Okay, just for example, today I've been to hell and I just came back. I was traveling from the border to one of our regional headquarters. That is from Kuseri to Marwa. And that Kuseri area has been the area where Boko Haram. Have you heard about the Boko Haram?
Yeah, that actually did hit the mainstream media over here, the Boko Haram, yes, with the kidnappings.
Kuseri is just a border between Cameroon and Nigeria. I went to visit family in Chad. Upon coming back, I'm just reaching out right now, just some few minutes back before I even tune into your show. We traveled for more than 14 hours. And do you know what took us so long? It was because of the policing on the road. Oh, these people are not there to do their work. They will bring us out of the car, search our bags, search us, and the right work that they have to do, they don't do it. The right thing for them to do is to go and secure the border where Boko Haram and other militant or other insurgent group are smuggling the weapons.
So let me let me make sure I'm clear on this. So you're at the border of Chad and Cameroon, and the police there are searching you. And are they using Boko Haram as their excuse for the searches?
Can you imagine? That is the case here. Mm-hmm. For a journey of less than 221 kilometers, it took us 14 hours. Ian, can you imagine that?
And how many times were you stopped? How many times along that journey?
We were stopped more than 18 times.
God.
Can you imagine? We took off at Kuseri at 8 a.m. We arrived here at 12 midnight. Can you imagine?
It's crazy.
So the police situation, the police harassment, the police brutality is not only there in your own country. We are witnessing it here. And what is driving me crazy and all Cameroonians is the fact that you may not have documents. You may be passing through this country illegally. But if you have 1,000 francs, which is equivalent to $2, as soon as you give it to the policeman, you make your way.
That's so funny. I was just talking with a friend of mine who is actually a Free State Project participant who has spent, he actually told me last night, he spent about 4 months of his life in Kenya, and that's on the other side of Africa from where you are, on the east side of Central Africa. And okay, he talked about the bribing of the border guards there, that apparently you say something like you want to buy them some tea, you give them $5, and then you can get in without showing any sort of identification or something like that.
Yeah, Ian, in Cameroon, you don't even have to give up to $5. You can give $1, $2. The policeman will take it and allow you to go into the country without searching.
It's just a toll.
Or illegal weapons that you may be carrying. Yeah. That's why Boko Haram has been operating in Cameroon. That's why they have been carrying out attacks in Cameroon. Because the guys do not address the particular problem, which is securing the border. They come and harass all the civilians. People who are innocent.
Akko, can you hang on for me? I want to bring you back here in a moment. Can you hang with us?
Yeah. Yeah,
right, hang on. I know it's late there, and I appreciate that. More with Akko in Cameroon, Africa, giving you a little taste of what things are like, which you might not quite be used to. 18 times on one journey they were stopped. More coming up. This is Free Talk.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9424. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9424. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-608-9424.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, and in a word, the answer is protection. protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now. Only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll free here, the live Saturday edition. Immigration happens to be on the table tonight. We've actually got a call on the line from Cameroon, Africa. And we'll take your calls about anything. It's easy to call from international places. If you've got Skype, you can Skype into us at username lrn.fm. And, of course, we'll continue here with your calls in moments.
Yeah, we're giving away some hardcover books. And it's one of them is 1636, the Commander Cantrell in the West Indies. And the other one is Rescue Mode by Ben Bova. Both of these are from Bain Publishers. And it's a great opportunity to get, have your opportunity to win one of these free hardcover books. Now, I'm going to give you the instructions right here on the radio, and you're probably going to need a pencil to do this, or a pen, or something like that. But you can go to our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com. I have pinned these contests to the top, and you can go check it out there. It's a little easier. But what you've got to do is you've got to text some keywords to a particular number. The number is 366-948. That's 366-948. And what you have to text there is, in one case for the one book, is 1636. That's the title of the book, 1636. And the other one is Rescue. So if you text 1636 or Rescue to 366-948, you will be entered to win, and the drawing will be done randomly by the little computer system. I'll never even have to worry about it. I just have to get the winners their get their address and have it shipped to them.
Fantastic. And you're putting details about that on our have been on our Facebook page.
They are on our Facebook page. They've been on our Facebook page. By the way, it'll be Tuesday and Wednesday of next week is when we do the drawings at noon.
Facebook.freetalklive.com. And we'll continue here with Akko and then take your calls at 855-450-FREE. It's not often you get a phone call from Cameroon, Africa. In fact, it's the first time it's ever happened here on Free Talk Live, in this case coming from Skype. Akko, thanks for hanging on. I know it's late there, past midnight where you are.
Thank you, Ian. I'm happy to be on the show.
But I want to hold your feet to the flames a little bit here, Akko. Mark said to me during the break that you had said you wanted border enforcement there, and that's kind of the topic we've been discussing here tonight. And is that true? Did he understand you correctly?
Yeah, what I was trying to say here is to secure the border, not to pass to smuggle arms and kill innocent people through militancy or insurgency. But if people want to flow to Cameroon from Nigeria, from Chad and other neighboring countries, if peacefully, without causing any crimes on Cameroonians, I think they are free. The human beings are not to be restricted. We are not animals. We all know our rights.
Well, then don't you think that there shouldn't be border controls in that, you know, when you give the government or you have the government handling this thing, this idea of keeping people in or keeping people out, you know, whichever way it's going to work, it usually works both ways with borders. When you've got these government agents, it's inevitable that it's going to be corrupt. I mean, there in Cameroon, you can pay $2 and you can waltz across the border without any sort of check of an identification or checking your bags for guns and, you know, bodies or whatever. And that's what you were saying earlier, as I understood it, was that the group Boko Haram has, you know, they're criminals, so they've got more money than the average person. The average person in Cameroon, $2 is a lot of money.
And they've got guns that are too big to hide.
Do you know what we can't say with certainty how Boko Haram is operating. We have three countries here involved. We have Cameroon, we have Nigeria, we have Chad. All of these weapons are flowing through the various borders of those countries, but they can't even account for how those weapons are being smuggled, but yet they keep harassing people, asking for documents and taking money.
Well, that's
here
just
and there
it.
Without doing
that's
the
just
job.
It. I mean, you said you were harassed, you were taken out of your car, searched, papers demanded 18 times on a 200, what was it, 200 kilometer journey?
221 kilometers.
20 kilometer. That's a lot of stops and checkpoints. And so the point that I'm making here is that, you know, because people want border security, they end up with a police state. You guys are seeing it in spades there, so the idea that I'd like to promote is letting go of the desire to control the border and instead just try to, you know, control who you associate with and hopefully...
I think my thought here is that if the police or the immigration officers are here to secure the border for reasons of security and to fight against insurgency and militancy, it will be a very good job. It will secure human lives. It will secure very innocent people and make our country to be prosperous. But if the police guys are there to take money and harass people up and down for documents that are not even supposed to be asked, then I think they are failing in their calling.
That's what they always do, though. I mean, there's always the mission, right, to stop the border from being, you know, permeated. And then there's the reality, which is that corruption is there. All of the incentives are there for those people to be corrupt. Even if you pay them more, because that's usually one of the, at least here in the United States, they'll claim, well, you need to give those guys $200,000 a year, because they might be making 50 now or something like that. That doesn't work either, because then, you know, the money that comes from the drug gangs or the coyotes it's still money, it's still good money, it's still tax-free money, it's still money that they can spend on things, and it's still attractive to them. So nothing ever works to control, and that's, you know, one of the ideas that I like to promote here on this show is allowing others to be free, even though the idea of somebody scary coming into the country is a rationale for people to support border enforcement. What they're actually supporting, of course, is something that's ultimately worse, something that enslaves you. It turns around on you and enslaves you.
Right. Well, I mean, government would be great if government wasn't corrupt. But sadly, even I would say the United States government far less corrupt than many of the governments around the world.
I'm grateful I don't get stopped 18 times on the way to go visit some friends.
Yes, Mark. Let me just chip in. Yeah, your government is somehow, we can say no government is perfect, but I think your government is far more better than what we have here. What we have here is just a group of individuals who are just there to reap money for themselves.
It's the same thing. The difference, Echo, is they're more subtle about it here. They're sneakier. They manage to cover up their violence more effectively than in other countries of the world. I really appreciate you calling and staying up with us here tonight. Thanks for listening tonight, and thanks for the call, Echo. That's Echo from Cameroon, Africa, where people are receiving our show through free-to-air satellite transmissions. They're apparently very, very popular to have these satellite dishes. They're very
cool. When you say that the United States is as corrupt as Cameroon, I'm going to try to figure out what you mean when you say that, because I don't believe this for a second. Not even, it pales in comparison.
Well, wait, did I say that?
Yes, you said that it's the same.
It's the same idea of corruption. It's still there. He said it's better, and it certainly is. As I said, I didn't get stopped 18 times coming here, but the people who are corrupt here are more subtle about it. They're sneakier. They have business deals that are behind the scenes. They're making more money. I mean, in Cameroon, if you're a border guard, you can be paid off for $2. Here, you're going to have to pay a lot more. So the bureaucrats that are on the take are taking more. They have more power here because there's more money in the economy to siphon off. And the people in the United States are so blinded by the mainstream media and blinded by the government education system out there into thinking that the U.S. government isn't corrupt.
Well,
more hidden.
I think that much of the graft that goes on is really just fees built into the system, and that there are far more people working for the government in the United States that just want to do their job. They don't want to do. They're not doing it as an entrepreneurial kind of endeavor. There are far fewer of those people, and if they are corrupt in that sense, in the payoff sense, that they're much more likely to get turned in by
their coworkers. Have a situation where I can pay $2 to make a police officer go away.
I have heard people say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Your thoughts are welcome. Let's go to Steve. He's in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. Hey, Steve.
Welcome from the great state of Virginia.
Thanks. Go ahead.
We're going to definitely be talking about this immigration situation when we have a very bad problem with it. What I mean by very bad problem, we have a vicious circle going on right now where it's better not to work. The 6.1% unemployment rate right now is way out of tune. It's closer to 12. We have more people that can sit out there and collect money from the government than they can by working. Now we have an open border, which we need a closed border in the United States. The country is defined by borders, language, and culture.
Oh, that's nonsense.
Borders, language, culture.
Hold on.
If the country is defined by borders, language, and culture, why is the Constitution of New Mexico written in Spanish?
What's wrong with that being written in Spanish?
I'm telling you that I don't think this whole borders, language... What's that? No. No.
You're misunderstanding
me. You're misunderstanding me. When the Constitution...
It's hard to understand someone when you're talking over them.
When the Constitution of New Mexico was written, it was written in two languages at once, signed in two languages at once, because the people of New Mexico acknowledged that there were two. The people of New Mexico acknowledged that there were two languages spoken in their state.
All right, hold on, Steve. Hang on. I want to bring you through the news here, if you don't mind. We'll bring it back here in hour number two. Give him a chance to respond. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Immigration certainly on the table here. Also, we can talk about nursing in public. And whatever's on your mind, it's Free Talk Live.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
I'm Chuck Woolery. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I really don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee, so you can use a whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back. You know, the stuff really works. Get Australian Dream at Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. You'll be glad you did.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.